During Jesus' trial, Pontius Pilate asked the question, "What is truth?" It's a question these days that I ask myself again and again. I think we all should, lest we be swept away in the current of lies that permeates every corner of the media-driven age in which we live. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I sound a bit like a conspiracy theorist, don't I? I'm not, by the way, but questioning things that others hold up as fact, as truth, is a healthy thing to do. Aldous Huxley, the 20th century British philosopher with a self-confessed strong anti-Christian bias, said this: "Facts do not cease to exist because they're ignored." It's a thought that he unpacked incredibly well in his dystopian social science fiction novel, Brave New World. The hero, a character called Bernard Marx, is the only one who really stands back and questions the social engineering that's going on. He's ultimately banished to an island for his non-conformist behaviour. Standing up for the truth has never been a popular thing to do. Ask Jesus. They crucified him for it. This is what Jesus said about his disciples and the truth. John chapter 17, verses 14 to 17. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of this world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." Truth can be difficult to find these days, whether in mainstream social and political thinking or in the decaying morals of individuals in which we seem to be immersed. God's word is the truth, and it's fresh for you every day. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional day after day. It's completely free, so just stop by at freshdevotional.org. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.